The pandemic has had a disproportionate financial impact on low-income and first-generation college students. Many of these students and their families have had economic losses over the last year, which has resulted in a tension on some financial aid policies. WBUR's Carrie Young takes a closer look at what's called the summer contribution and how some area law school students say the pandemic has made that policy a point of contention.
Surviving the pandemic has been very stressful for Harvard Law School student Stacey Menjivar and her family. Her parents took a huge financial hit when everything shut down last year.
My father hasn't worked since March of 2020, and he was, you know, the primary earner in our family. My mother has begun working again, but she still is being paid the wage that people are paid when you don't have a high school diploma.
Menjivar really wanted to help them because they sacrificed so much to help her get to law school. She thought she'd be able to do that once she started earning money at her summer clerkship, but then she remembered that because she's getting need-based financial aid, much of her money had to be given back to Harvard Law School.
So none of this has been easy, and to now tell me that when my parents need the most help, I can't help them because you need my money and you need this income.
This policy is known as the summer contribution, and it's not a new thing. In fact, accounting for summer earnings is part of most need-based financial aid packages offered by graduate-level professional schools, like law school and medical school. And it essentially means that when you accumulate more wealth through a job that typically pays law students at least upwards of $30,000 a season, you're able to contribute more to your education. And while Menjivar says she understands the reasoning, it still feels harsh during the pandemic, especially for first-generation and low-income students.
It's outrageous, it's callous, it's insensitive, and it is inequitable.
Officials with Harvard Law School said they couldn't comment specifically on Menjivar's case. But in an email, they said they are giving renewed attention to how they support low-income and first-generation students. They also pointed out a new grant program aimed at helping students with the highest financial needs after the pandemic. Experts familiar with the industry say summer contributions have been a pain point for a while, but schools are starting to respond.
We have seen law schools, particularly over the last year, making sure that they're trying to do whatever they can to accommodate.
Leandra Ross is with Access Lex, a nonprofit focused on making legal education more accessible. She says that if students don't have friends or family members who have experience with law school or even financial aid in general, they're likely not going to know that they can ask for an adjustment or an appeal.
They don't know what they don't know. All they know is that you're taking this money that I'm earning and using it to calculate my next year's financial aid, and there's nothing I can do about it because you've detailed it out on the website, and that signals to me that it is what it is.
Harvard Law School student Stacey Menjivar maintains that she did ask for an adjustment that would allow her to send more money home to her parents, but was denied, which is why she recently took to Twitter to vent her frustrations. And her story appeared to strike a nerve. Thousands of people weighed in with a variety of viewpoints.
Thanks for calling this out, Stacey. As a fellow need-based HLS attendee with a 9-month-old, I need literally every penny to afford this place.
This sounds like indentured servitude.
I have so little patience for this thread. If these firms make you an offer, you will make $190,000 out the gate. Not playing this game.
Harvard Law School does not force you to turn over anything. The program merely reduces your need-based grant free money by taking into account what you earned this summer. Makes sense.
Leaders with the nonprofit Access Lex add that while this debate isn't new, the pandemic has brought it into a very sharp focus. Derek Brainerd is the group's National Director of Financial Education.
We've been living through a deeply challenging and painful time. And deeply challenging and painful times tend to highlight systems and processes that just need some attention.
And at the end of the day, he says, that seems to be what's happening here. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.